You have to Mishnayis Masechta Idis Perek Beis Mishneches. The Mishnah says Shloisha Dvorim Omer Rabbi Akiva. Akiva said over three things. Hashnayim Hoydoloi, on two of them the Chumim agreed to him, but V'yalechad LeHoydoloi, on the third thing they did not agree to Rabbi Akiva. What were the three things they said? He said Al Sandal Shel Sayodim Shutomi Midras, that the sandal of a shel sayodim, that's a lime burner, person that makes works with lime, shutame midras, that this person stands on it and he is tame, he's a zav, see, so makes the sandals also tame, because it's something that they sit on, that they use, even though the sandal is not meant to walk with, it's only meant to protect his feet when he's by the sid, by the lime, but still, since it's a sandal and sometimes he walks home with it, therefore, Rabbi Akiva said it's Mekabel Tumas Medrus. V'yal, the second halacha was V'yal Shiore Tana Rabo. But that is a halacha if a Tana becomes Tomei, a Kli Cheres, that the way it becomes Torah is only through Shvira, you have to break it. But you have to break the pieces, they have to be less than four Tvachim. That if there's a piece left over from this broken Tana that's four Tvachim tall, then it's still Tomei. It only becomes Torah by Shvira if the pieces are less than four tvachim. Shoyomim, because before this they used to say shloisha. If it was three tvachim tall, it was still tummy. And the Bekiva says, no, it has to be four tvachim tall. If it's less than that, then it's Torah. For Hoydaloi, and these two halachas, the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Kiva. But the Alechod Hoydaloi, and one they did not admit him, Al Kisei Shenitlu Shnayim Michafuyov, Zeh Bitzad Zeh, if you have a chair that two of its coverings were removed, two of its like seat boards were removed, which was Zeh Bitzad Zeh, so Rabbi Akiva Matam, Rabbi Akiva says still it's called a chair, still you could use it, sit on it, and it has a Tumas Medrus. But V'chomim Mitar V'chomim say no, since it's missing so much of the chair, it's not aimed to sit on, it has no Tumas Medrus. It's considered like a sheva kli, like a broken kli, according to Chachamim, and it's not makabel tumah at all. Yeah, Mishneh tes. Hu ha yoyme, he used to say, means Rabbi Kiva used to say, ha'av, a father, zeichala ben benoi. A father sometimes gives over his beauty to a son, like the son that he has also had the same beauty that the father had. And the same thing with a koyach, the father is strong, the strength is also inherited to the son. Over the Aisha, if the father is rich, he gives over his richness to the son. Over Chochmah, if the father is smart, he gives over his Chochmah to his son also. Over Ashonim, if the father is Zeichet Tarichis Yom, a long life, his son also will have the schus to have a long life. Over Mispar Hadaris Lefonov, according to the generations coming about, which means Vuah case, that's the end, that sometimes we do not see these things go into your direct children, or even your grandchildren, but sometimes it happens to the future generations. Eventually it will come upon these chusim from the father. And the proof of this is, Shenem, the apostle says in Shayo, Kareya Hadaris Mirosh, like Hashem called the generations at the beginning. At the beginning he said what will be even with the future generations. And Afal Pi Shenem, even though it says in the apostle in Bereishis, V'yavodim V'inu Oysom Arba Meyashono, that the Jews will be enslaved and work for 400 years in Mitzrayim. Still, the Pasuk says, V'nemar, it says, V'dor revi yashuv heina, the fourth generation, they'll return. Yeah, Mishneh Yud. Afu Aime, he also used to say, Reb Kiva used to say, that Chamisha Dvorim Shoshnei Masa Chodesh, five things that took a year, that took 12 months. Mishpat Dor HaMabul Shnei Masa Chodesh, the Dor HaMabul, the Mabul, the mishpat that took a full year, the time the rain started to come down till it started to dry up, was a full year. Mishpat Iyov Shneimos Chodesh, the Yisurim that Iyov received took a whole year. Mishpat HaMitzriyim, the punishments, the Eser HaMakos, that the Mitzriyim received, Shneimos Chodesh, it took a full year, 12 months. Mishpat Goig Ugmogog Losod Lovoi, Shneimos Chodesh, the Bekiva holds the Mechoma that the Melech Goig will have against the Am Yisrael in the land, that the Goy comes from the land of Mogoyg, will take a full year, that Mechoma. Mishpat Rishoyim B'Gehenim, Rishoyim, when they go into Gehenim, Shnei Masachodesh, they stay there for a full year, 12 months. That's the Mishpat of Rishoyim in Gehenim. Shnei Masachodesh says in Shayo, For Ho Yemid Chodesh B'Chodeshoy, from month to month, meaning the full year of months. Reb Yechonah ben Uri Yoimer, min ha-Pesach v'yad ha-Atzeres. At least there are some Rishoyim that only stay there the 49 days from Pesach until Shavuos. Shnemer Pesach says, Umidei Shabbos b'Shabbatai, like from one Shabbos to another Shabbos. And we know like Pesach is called Shabbos and Shavuos is called Shabbos. So it means from this Shabbos to that Shabbos. In Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. Kol hametamim v'yoyol. Anything that causes a tumas oil, like you have a mace, a kazayas of a mace in a room, and there's a roof over it, so the roof carries the tumah and brings it down again. Now, v'echnisim motech avayis, you brought this type of a tumah that has a tumas oil like a mace into the house. So it's machlekes now, Rabbi Doise ben Hurkinis mitar. He says the house is tor. There's a case here, it's called matama v'yoyol shenechleku. In other words, it's divided in half. Now let's say the shear, you have to have a kezias of a mace. If you have the size of a meat of a kezias of a mace in the room, that makes tumas oil. Now let's say this kezias was divided in half. You have two pieces, each piece is only half of a kezias, and it was brought under the same roof in the same room. So Rav Deisav and Hukunis says, Metar still its Torah, since each piece by itself does not have the shear of a kezias, there's no tumas oil. V'chachomim mitamim, but the chomim say, no, it's tamei. Like in the house itself, it's mitzarefit. Therefore, since under the same roof you have two kizesim of a mace, there is a tumas oil. Since the machlokes Reb Doise ben Hukunis and Chachamim. Now, Ketzad, let's explain exactly which cases do they argue in. Hanogeya b'kishnei chatzoy zesim could be the same type of halacha. Let's say you have two halves of a kizayis min hanavela, from a nevela. Then we know a nevela, a dead animal. There's tumas maga. Whoever touches it becomes tamei. But again, you have to touch at least a kezias of it. What's going to be if you have a kezias that was broken in half? So you have two pieces now. And this one person touched both pieces. Or in Oysan, or else he carried them. He carried these two pieces. So what's the loch? Is he tamei or not? Or else of a mace, it could be the same shiloh about a tumah of a mace. That hanogeya b'kechatzi zayis. Let's say the person is touching only a chatzi zayis of the mace. So a chatzi zayis of the mace alone is not metamim. But umayil akachatzi zayis. The person also has a hand over a chatzi zayis of the mace. And the halacha is, when you have a zayis of a mace, whoever is on top of the mace becomes tamei. See this person, one hand is touching a chatzi zayis, and the other hand is over a chatzi zayis. That's also a sunsiya machlekes. Or you're also in the case of nogeya b'kachatzi zayis. This person now, the same person, is touching a chatzi, half of a zayis of a mace. Or kachatzi zayis ma'alov. And then there's a chatzi zayis of a mace, which is above him, which is on top of him. That also makes tumas oil. Or else, umayil al shnei chatzoi zayisim. Let's say the person himself, his arm, is above, over, two chatzi zaysim of a mace, two halves of a zayis. So therefore, if there would have been one kezayis, there's tumas oil. If the person himself is the oil, if the person himself becomes the oil, the tent on top of the mace, he also becomes tummy. Now the zaloch of an oil is, the oil itself becomes tummy, and then it also brings tumma down, anything underneath it. Or else, mayil akachatzi zayis, let's say this person, one arm is over a chatzi zayis of a mace. Or kachatzi zayis ma'alov, and there's another kachatzi zayis on top of him. So in all these cases, lemaisa there is a chatzi zayis here, but it's in half. It's nechleku. There's only half of a gazayis this way, half of a gazayis that way. So here's the machlokes. Rabbi Doisi ben Hurkanis mitai. Rabbi Doisi ben Hurkanis says, in all these cases, the person is Torah. Since you do not have one kazayis, it's only two chatzi kazayisim. It's Torah. There's no tzirafia. The Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say in all these cases, is it Tzirafia? We look as if it's a Gezayis, and the person is Tomei. These are the cases where there's a Machlokes. But what's going to be Avul Hanogeya v'kechatzi Zayis? Let's say the person is touching a Chatzi Zayis of a mace. V'dover Achar Mayel Olov, and something else is being mile on top of him. In other words, there's a beam on top of him. So true, on the other side of the beam, there's a mace. you're on the other side of this beam. Under the other side of the beam, there's a chatizayis of a mace. So it comes out, you're touching a chatizayis, and also there's an oil over you and a chatizayis of a mace. Or else, that's the slushin of fedover acha mayel olov v'yalka chatizayis. There's this beam that's on top of you and on top of the chatizayis of a mace. So you have a tumas maga with a tumas oil. Or else, mayel acha chatizayis, that the person himself has his hand over a kachatizayis of a mace, fedover acha mayel olov v'yakachatizayis, and there's a beam now over the person, and the other side of the beam it's over a chatzikazayis. So here Tor, here even the Chum agree that here it's Tor, because one tum is a tumas maga, and the other type of tum of the tumas is a tumas oil, a tumas oil where the person himself is not directly over the mace. Or not that the mace itself is directly over you, because those two cases, mashma, is also considered a type of a negiyah. So then we could be mitzaref the two together. That's the chum svara. But over here, where the person is touching one kechatzizayis, and the other kechatzizayis he's not touching at all. His body is not over it. Just there's a third thing, there's a beam that's over him and over that. Even though that beam now brings the tumah down upon him, but that does not have a loch like a maga, like you're touching it. It's only tumas oil. So here, even the Chum agree, you cannot put the two together. However, Omer Rabbi Meir says, af bozeh, even in this case, af bozeh, it's also the machloikis, that Rabbi Doise mitayer, that's not mitzaref here, v'chachomim mitam, the Chum say yes, even in such a case, where half is a maga and half is an oil, there is a tzir if you become tummy. Now, hakol tomei, everybody's tomei, chutz min hamaga im hamaso, v'hamas im hoyel. In other words, Rabbi Meir holds that a maga and a tumas oil, that's all called the same. Hakol tomei, chutz, what's not metamei, chutz min hamaga im hamaso. Let's say you're touching half of a kezayis, and you're carrying another half of a kezayis. So one tumas maga, one tumas maso, that we cannot put together. Or else v'hamas im hoyel. Let's say you're carrying a half of a kezayis, and there's an oil, a beam over you, and another chatzi kezayis. So that's not mitzaref. You can't put the two together. Zeh klal. This is the klal. Kol shum mishem mechotamei. Anytime the two type of tumis has a one shame, it's called a tumas maga. You're touching it, so then it's mitzaref according to chachamim. But mishnei shomis, like here, it has two different names to it. One's a magi, one's a maso. Here, tor. Here, even the chum agree, even according to Rabbi Meir, it would remain tor. Mishnah beis, oichel porud. We have food that's separated into pieces. So, ain't a mitzaref. It's not mitzaref to make other things tummy. The locher is if you have an oichel of food that's the size of a kibetza, it has the power to be metama other foods. Let's say this food dough is chopped up into pieces. Each piece is less than a kibetza, less than the size of an egg. So, Dibur Rabdaisi ben Hukanis. Rabdaisi ben Hukanis again says, this is not a tzirif. You cannot put the pieces together. These pieces will not be metama another food. But again, the chacham argue and say, mitztarif, yes, it's mitztarif. Since all these pieces are together, they're touching one another, we look as if it's one big piece of food that's the size of a kibetza, it would be metama other things. Now, mechalalin maise sheni ala simon. You're allowed to be mechal if you have peris of maise sheni, and you have to carry it up to shlaim, it's too heavy. So you want to make a chilul to put the kedusha onto money. So you're allowed to do it on a matbeya. Simon means a matbeya coin that does not have a picture. So, Divrei Rabbi Daisi. Rabbi Daisi holds you're allowed to be mechala on a coin even though it does not have a picture. V'chomam v'chomam say no, ain't mechalin. You cannot be mechala on something that does not have a coin, a picture. And the pasuk says v'tzarto a kesev, and kesev means a coin that has a picture on it. Now madvilin yodayim lechatis. You're allowed to be toivel. Put your hands, if your hands became tummy, because your hands touched oichlin amashkin tumeim. In the case where your body does not become tummy, only your hands become tummy. So locher is you allowed to just put your hands into the mikvah, and your hands becomes tahor, and then you even allowed to touch the mechatas, the efer paraduma. You allowed to touch once your hands becomes tahor through a tefillah in the mikvah. You allowed to touch yodayim lechatas. Divrei Rabbi Doisi, that's where Rabbi Doisi holds. this tumah is only tumah midrabbanan. Therefore, if you just put your hands into the mikvah, the tumah goes off. V'chachomam nechom say in nitmu yodov, nitmu gufo. No, once your hands becomes tumah, it's like your whole body becomes tumah, and therefore you only become tor if you go into the mikvah. And the pshat is, it's a special ma'ala dechom made here by the mechatis. That any time your hands become tamei, the only way you could touch mechatis is only if your whole body goes into the mikvah. But it's not enough just to be toivul your hands. Your Mishneh Gimel, mea yavtiach, the insides of a melon, that's let's say the pits and the inside part of the melon, the juice there, or else o knivas yorek shel truma, you have a vegetable of truma that you cut off. The outer part of it, the parts of the vegetable that you cut off, like the peels of it. So Rabbi Doisa Matelazarim, Rabbi Doisa holds that the Kedusha of Trum is not chal on this part, since these parts are usually thrown away. People do not eat this, like the middle of the melon that has the seeds and the juice. As a cantaloupe, you just throw it away usually, or else the peels of a vegetable, since usually it's thrown away, so it has no Kedusha Truma, therefore even a Zara, a person that's not a kohen, is allowed to eat it. However, the Chachomim Oishim, the Chom say no, it's still, it's also, it's Chalak Dushas Trumer on it, and it's also to eat it. A Zar cannot eat it. Now, Chom Mishrechilis, let's say you have five sheep, Gezuzois, that you shed off its wool, Mono Pras, if each one gives off a Mono and a Pras of wool, Chayev is Bereshus Hageiz, then you have to give off a portion of it to a Kayin. These are the words of Rabbi Doisa. In other words, each sheep has to give off the weight of a mon and a half worth of wool. However, the chomram, the chom say no, chomish rechelis, anytime you shed off the wool from five sheep, is kolshein, no matter how much wool is giving off, even a small amount, still there's this mitzvah of reishis hageiz, you have to give a portion of it to a kain. The Mishneh Dalet. Kol ha-chotzolos, all type of mats that are made out of kanik kashmin, out of a straw, or also, and they have like a rim on it, around it. So therefore it's called like a base kibble, it's called a kli, and therefore tamei is tamei mace. If a mace touches it, it becomes tamei. Divrei Rabbi Doisi, these are the words of Rabbi Doisi, that only has the kabbalah's tumah if a mace touches it, for mashman not with medris, not if a zav sits on it. The chomram, the chom say though midras, even as tumas medras, there's also called something that's oimit to sit on these mats, and therefore if a zav sits on it, it has a tumas medras. Now, kol hakliyos, all type of networks, let's say like woven things that are loose, so tahuris, they're not makab, tumas, not called a kli, it doesn't receive anything since it's holy. Chutz mishel galgilim, except from galgilim, that's like a girdle, an avnate, that you wrap around your body. That's called the beged, and therefore it's the kabotuma. These are the words of Rabbi Doisi, like a gartel maybe. Vachom and the chom say, kulum tmeis, no, all type of networks clothing. Since they're all called clothing, they're a kabotuma. Chutz mishel tzamorim, only from the ones that the wool dealers use. Those type of networks that the wool dealer use, those are not makabotuma. There's one that sell wool, have like straps that they wrap around them, so those are not called begodim, they're only called like strings, those are not makabutuma. Mishneh Hei, hakela, a sling, she base kibush la'orug, let's say the base kibble, the part that receives the stone, you have a sling that you throw a stone in it, so the base kibble shabo, if it's woven, so tameya. That could be makabotuma. It's called a kli that has a base kibble. It's makabotuma according to everybody. What about the shel or? Let's say here, if the sling, its base kibble, the place where you put the stone, is made out of skin. Here it's a machloikis. That Rabbi Doise ben Hurkinis mitar, he says it's tor. An or is not makabotuma, only if it has a shear, it has to be certain width, it has to be 5 tvochim by 5 tvochim. And this sling is not that big, therefore it's not makabotuma, it's tor. The Chachamim Metam, the Chom say no, the Chom hold that this killer, this sling, has a shame kli by itself, so even though it's made out of skin, still it would be Mekabel Tumah. What's going to be Nifsak, based Etzpa Shalor? Let's say the place where you hold on to it, you put your hand onto it, that part gets cut off. So Torah, then it's not called a kli anymore, therefore it's not makabel tum, it's Torah. What about the base hapkiyah shalom? Let's say the place that you hold on to it, that's the place where you have to put your finger. Right? So he says, hainu haritsua, that's like the string that you hold on to it. So that's tameya, even though that's missing, it's still called a sling, it's still royal lekabel tum, it's still called a kli. Mishnevov, hashavuya, hashvui, let's say it means the eshes koyin, the wife of a koyin that was captured amongst the goyim captured her, and then she was redeemed. The locher is a chelas petruma. She still has a right to truma, and we're not afraid that maybe she had to be, and maybe the goyim lived with her, and because then she would have been posel to truma. So not afraid about this. Dibur Rabbi Doisi, these are the words of Rabbi Doisi, that if she tells us she's still Torah, we believe her. V'achomarm, the chom say no, it depends. Certain times this lady that was captured still has a right to eat truma, but certain times no. Kate said, what's the case? Let's say the lady herself tells us and says that nishbesi, I was captured by the goyim, but none of them touched me, I did not live with any of them, so they're not chelis, we believe her, and she's allowed to eat truma. Why? Like, how did we know she was caught amongst the goyim? We did not know about it. It's only through her mouth. So the same mouth, the peh she'osa, the one that tells us that she was captured amongst the goyim, is the same ha-peh she'iter. It's that same mouth that's being mata telling us now that she's okay. There's a special type of amigu, therefore we believe her. But what's going to be vim yesh edim? She'nisbeis, let's say there are edim, though, that she was caught between the goyim, and now v'yomer, she tells us, Tahirani, that they did not touch me, they did not live with me. Ainoi chelis. Here we did not believe her, because according to Chachamim, astam shavuya is becheska shenitmasi. She's becheska that the goyim did live with her. So therefore, min astam we do not believe her. Only in the case where she has a peshos a peshita. Now Mishnah Zayin, arbo sveikis. There are four different types of sveikis doubts whether something became tomnyanat. That Rabbi Yeshua mitamei. V'chachomim mitayrim, so machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Chachomim. Kate said, where are these machlokes? What's the case? What kind of sveikas are they? So it's like this, ha-tomei oimeid v'hator oiver. In other words, ha-tomei oimeid means the mitzayra. A mitzayra, if he's standing underneath an oil, so locher is, if he's standing still, then he makes a tumas oil. Anything else that's underneath the same oil becomes tomei. So ha-tomei oimeid, if the mitzayra is standing underneath the tree, v'hator oiver, now a person that's tor walks by the branches, and there's a doubt whether he went under the branch, the same branch that the mitzvah is also under or not. So there's a doubt if the tor went under that same branch or not. This is one suffix. Or else the opposite way. Let's say hatoyer oimed. Let's say the person that's tor, he's standing still. But v'hatomei oiver, the person that's tor with the mitzvah is passing by. And now a suffix is, did the mitzvah stop for a second or not? In other words, the halacha is that a mitzvah makes a tumas oil, that's only if he stands still. Kolzman is walking underneath the oil, he does not make a tumas oil. See, the mitzvah was walking, but our doubt was, did he stop for a minute or not? See, I have a doubt, did he stop and then the other person would be tumay, or didn't he stop and then the other person would be tor? It's a second type of a suffix, a doubt. Now, tumah b'shus ha'yochid v'tahor b'shus ha'rabim. Whether the tumah, the mitzvah, was standing in b'shus ha'yochid, and the person that's tor, he was standing in b'shus ha'rabim. Or else the opposite way. Torah b'shus ha'yochid, the person that's tor, he was standing in b'shus ha'yochid. V'tumah b'shus ha'rabim, and the person that's tumah, the mitzvah, he was standing in b'shus ha'rabim. And again, the same cases before, they were going over a branch, and they have a suffix. Suffak noga, suffak le noga. We have a suffix whether he touched the David Tomei, or a suffix if he did not touch the David Tomei, or else suffix oil, suffix loy oil. The suffix was, were you underneath the same oil as the Mitzvah was, or were you not underneath the same oil, the same tent as the Mitzvah was? Suffix hasit, suffix loy hasit. You have a suffix whether you moved the David Tomei or not. Hasit means you like move it, or else you carry it. Even though you don't really touch it, but you like shake the ground and you make it move. So in all these cases, it's a suffix whether you're tummy or not. And here the pshat is that, like we said before, The one of them is in Rishus Rabim, and one of them is Rishus Yochid. So we know a Suffolk Rishus Yochid is Tomei. A Suffolk Rishus Rabim is Tor. But here it's one and one. The person that's Tomei is in Rishus Yochid, and the thing that's Tor is in Rishus Rabim. So the question is, what do we go after? Do we go after Rishus Rabim, or do we go after Rishus Yochid? So in all these Sveikis, we have Yeshua Metamei and says, yes, the Tomei. Since it has to do with Rishus Yochid over here, all these things are considered a Suffolk Rishus Yochid, and therefore it's Tomei. However, Chachamim say no, since it also has to do with Rishus Rabim, so the Klal is Suffolk Rishus Rabim is Tor, all these cases are considered Tor. Mishneh Ches. Shloisha Dvorim, there are three things. Rabbi Tzadik Metame, Rabbi Tzadik calls it Tomei, it's Mekabel Tomei, it's called a Kli. Chachamim Metar, Chachamim say no, it's Tor. Masmer HaShachoni, that's the peg that the Shachoni, the one that exchanges money, he has to keep up with this peg, let's say his shulchan that he has the money on, or some say it means the hinges that he used to keep his money on. So these things, it's machloikis, we'll soon see. The oren shel gerosis, and the oren, the chest, that shel gerosis, where they keep these beans, the grisim, these are people that sell the beans, and they have it on the wagon, but they have a chest on the wagon. So the question is, if you only have the chest itself, and the wagon itself is not fixed yet, is this called the kli by itself? Or masmir shel evin shoyis, and also the pin, the peg that's used for this watch that you tell by the sun, a sundial watch, that you have the a peg there. So in these three cases, Rebbe Tzadik Metame, he holds these things are considered a kli by itself, and therefore it's mekabel tuma. V'chachomim mitar nechom say no, it's tor. These things are not considered a kli by itself, it's bottled to the other things, therefore it depends upon the other thing, the big chest or the big wig, and if that's mekabel tuma or not. Mishneh Tes. Abo Dvorim, there are four things. Rabban Gamliel, Metam Gamliel says it's Tomei. V'chachomim mitar nechom say no, it's tor. Kisu Teni Shalmatche Shabalabatim. A kisu teni, that's like a metal cover of a box that's owned by a private person. So this question of this metal cover, is it called a kli or not? Or else it's a tlui os luyai hamagredos. If you have these, let's say, combs that are hanging, things you use to comb yourself with, or scratch your body with them, the golme kli matres, golme means an unfinished metal utensil, or also a board or a plate, an earthenware plate that was cracked in half, came into two pieces. That in these four cases, Rabbi Gamliel says they're Tomei, and the Chum say no, they're Torim. Now, Umaydim Chachom to Rabbi Gamliel, but the Chum agreed to Rabbi Gamliel, the tavla, this board, Shenechlakol Ishnan, that divided in half, Echot Godov Yechot Kotim, as one side is bigger than the other side, that Hagodol Tomei, that's still called, that's still considered a Kli. The Hakotin Tor, one of the smaller part, that's called broken, that part becomes Tor. That does not have a Shem Kli on it. Now, Mishneh Yud. Shloisha Dvorim, there are three things. We have the Gamliel Machmer, Kedivri Beshamer, the Gamliel was Machmer like Beshamer Shita, and these halachas are like this. Eim Toimnin Esachamin Miyom Tov L'Shabbos. Even on Friday, which is a Yom Tov, not let him make katmoni, not let him wrap around food on Friday, on Yom Tov, l'kavod Shabbos. In other words, there's a loch of Erev Tavshilim we know. Now, according to Beis Shammai, if you want to make hatmona, you have to make an Erev Tavshilim with hatmona. And if you only made an Erev Tavshilim from bread or from food, that does not help for hatmona. Therefore, the din is ein toim din esachan miyom tov l'shabbos. This is divrei Beis Shammai. We hold like Beis Hillel, as long as we make like our Erev Tavshilim, we put away some bread or some fish, so that's enough to be matter anything to, of cooking of type of food from Yom Tov, from Friday to Shabbos. Now, v'yein zaykvin es ha-menorah b'Yom Tov. We're not allowed to put together a menorah that fell to pieces. And the Gemara says, it's talking about a case where the pieces were was made out of pieces. So, Beis Shammai holds, even such things, you cannot put them together on Yom Tov. Whereas Basil holds, Ein binya b'kelim, it's mutter to put it together on Yom Tov. And the third halacha is, v'yein oifin pitim geritzim. And not allowed to cook thick breads on Yom Tov, because it's too much tircha. Rather, the elu rakikah, it has to be thin breads, Because otherwise, it's a pas ruba beisham beisil beisil holds that the tirchi yisayir on yomtiv. However, beisil holds no, it's mutter since you're baking it for yomtiv. It bakes better this way. You're allowed to make a big fat bread on yomtiv. Now, Omer Rabbi Gamliel says, "Meimayim shel beisaba from the days of my father, lohayu oifin pitim geritzim. They did not bake thick breads on yomtiv. Elo rakikin on his thin ones." Omer Leza said back to Rabbi Gamliel, "Listen." What can we do to your father's house? Show you machmirun alatzman upon themselves through a machmalek beishamai. But to make kilo na Yisrael, to make up for the rest of Klal Yisrael, lias oifen, a pitim gritzim v'chori, to let them bake nice big fat white breads on yomtiv. Like beisil, they weren't chayshe for tircha, since you're doing it letzarech yomtiv. All right, a turnover. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Afu Omar, who also used to say, Rabbi Gamliel used to say, Shloisha Dvorim L'Hokil. He also used to say three halachas to be makel. That one is Mechabdin Bein Hamitas. That on Yom Tov, you let a broom clean up the floor between the beds. They used to eat there on the beds, and therefore the food would fall to the floor. So you let a sweep up the floor on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. Umanichen Esa Mugmer Be Yom Tov. Yos all you're allowed to, like, burn the spices on Yom Tov. Even though we hold these things are also because they sweep under the floor, there's a shalav ashvagumas. There may be holes there, and you're filling up the holes on Yom Tov for Shabbat, it's nisabinyan. Whereas mugmer on Yom Tov, to burn spices on Yom Tov, we hold it's not called the dovra shavalach on nefesh. Not everybody enjoys it, therefore it's also. But the Gamliel held these things on mutter. And also, v'yoysin gedi makulas b'leil psachim, that you let it roast a whole kid on Leil Pesach, even Bezman is even over on the base of Middash now, and he's not choshe, that looks like a Korban Pesach. See all this mutter. But for Chachomim Oisun, the Chom saying all these three things is also. Because the first two we hold, the easy is as Binyan, or else Mishum, it's not a double Shovach on Nefesh. And the last one is because it looks like Yoichol Kotshim Bachutz, it looks like you're making a Korban Pesach, should not let it burn the whole kid together, like they brought the Korban Pesach on Leil Pesach b'zman hazeh when we do not have a Beis Hamikdash. Mishnah Yud Beis. Shloisha Dvorim, three things. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Matir v'chacham Mois Mechom say now it's also to do these things. One thing was Machlokes is Parosa Yoytza Britzua Shepen Kanel. Will you allow to let your cow go out on Shabbos or Yom Tov with a string tied between its horns in the Rishus Rabbim? And the question is, does it look like you're taking this to sell it? So it's exerva, does it look like mekach memcha or not? So blez old is mutter, chom say now it's also. O mekordin es ha behema biyomtev. Let a scratch. Mekordin means take a scratcher like a made out of metal and the hat and its teeth are very thin. You let it like scratch the back of the animal on yomtev. Even though sometimes it makes a chabura, it makes a wound, but the davar shayne miskaven. So therefore a blezel is mutter, but the chom say even here it's also. And the third thing is obesoychakin es a pepolim b'rachaim shlehem. You let it grind up pepper with its own type of a grinder, even though it's a big one, and even though it's a lot of tircha, but still you're allowed to do these things because it's sarcha yamtif. But the Chum say no, it's Asa, because since you're using a bun too big, it's no good, it's too much tircha, you have to use a smaller one. Rabbi Yehuda, says, Ein Makordin es Abhema v'yomtif. He holds you not allowed to be Makordin, not allowed to scratch an animal on yomtif, because even though it's a Dov Hashem Miskavin, Rabbi Yehuda Shittir is Dov Hashem Miskavin is Asa. Bevnei Shuwai se Chabura, because you have to be afraid, it may make a scratch, it may make it bleed, or make a Chabura. Avo Makartzafin, we let it be Makartzafin, that's with a scratcher only made out of wood, and the teeth are very wide, so therefore there's no chash to make a chabura, therefore it's muta. Avo Makartzafin, v'chachom and chom say, a Makordin afle Makartzafin, chom say no, both are also. To make a gzera, kirtzof mishum kirud, and they're afraid if you make a kirtzof, you have to be afraid, maybe you come out to make a chabura. So therefore, they hold both arosa. Yeah, we're up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Elu Dvorim, these are the things, Mikulei Beishamai Umichumre Beisil. These are the things that Beis Shammai is more meikel, more lenient, and Beis Hillel is more machmer. Even though usually it's the opposite way, most machlokes in Beis Shammai is more machmer and Beis Hillel is more meikel. Here, these are the cases that are different. These are 23 halachas we'll have now, where Beis Shammai is more meikel and Beis Hillel is more machmer. Beitza, this is really the first mission Masechta Beya, that the Beitza shenold be Yom Tov. Let's say an egg which was laid on Yom Tov. So Beis Shammai says to Yocho, you're allowed to eat it. It's no shal of Muksa, there's no Xeris here with Rabbonin. You're allowed to eat this egg that was laid on Yom Tov. However, Beis Hillel says, Loi se Yocho, no, it's also to eat this egg. And Machlokes, there are different reasons why an egg is also. One man, the Yama says, because it's a muksa, or else because it's a gzera of hachono, that an egg that's born on Yom Tov, which is Erev Shabbos, is called Yom Tov being mechin for Shabbos, or else for Kertov, the Yom Tov after Shabbos, considered Shabbos is mechin for Yom Tov, or else the gzera is mechin for Shabbos. So, basil holds the kids, you're not allowed to eat this egg is muksa on Yom Tov. Another machlokes is, Beis Shammai says, Sor b'kizayis v'chomis b'kakosevis. That on Pesach, the issa of having sour sourdough is even also with kizayis. But v'chomitz, the issa not to have chomitz in Rishus, that's a bigger shir kosevis at the size of a date. And Beis Hillel says though, zev zev b'kizayis. No, both shirim, whether it's the sourdough, or the chometz itself, both have the size of an aleph of a gezayis. And the Gemara in Beya explains that neger to Isser Achila eating the sourdough or the chometz, they both agree the Isser is b'gezayis. The machlokes is only for the Isser of Bayiro Bayimotze. The Beis Shammai holds that chometz, the Isser is only if you have a kesevis the size of a date in your house of chometz. Then you're over the lava Bayiro Bayimotze. However, Beis Hillel says no, even for the love of Baal Yeruah not to have the chametz in your house, also the Yisra is even on a kezayis. Mishneh Beis, Behema Shenolda B'Yomtif, an animal that was born on Yomtif, Sahakil Moedim Shimuteres. Everybody hold this mutter that you're allowed to shecht and eat the animal now on Shabbos. There's no shal of muksa here. It was Mukhin Agav Imoy from before Yomtif, therefore it's not muksa. Let's say the egg now hatched, and an afroyach, a young chick, came out of the egg on Yom Tov. Everybody holds that it's also, because when it was in the form of an egg, it was muksa. You couldn't see it, it wasn't mukhin, therefore the chick is muksa. Now, hashoychit chaya voif b'Yom Tov. Let's say you shecht a chaya or a knife on Yom Tov. So now it's a question about the mitzvah of kisi adam. We know whenever you have the blood of a chaya or a knife, there's a mitzvah kisi adam. So Beis Shammai says, Yachbor ba'deka v'yachasa. So Beis Shammai holds, you let it dig up the dirt with a decker, that's with a shovel-like, and v'yachasa, do the mitzvah kisi adam, cover up the blood. Well, Beis Hillel says, no, lo yishchot, you're not allowed to make the shchit l'chetchila on Yom Tov. Elim came hoyuloy ofa muchen. Unless you had dirt prepared from before Yom Tov, that's not muksa, and you do not have to shovel it up like to make a hole. Because according to Beis Hillel, this would be yosa to do on Yom Tov. So therefore, you're not allowed to shecht lechetchila if you know you're going to have to make this yach babadak of yachas according to Beis Hillel. However, Moedim Beis Hillel agrees though. Shim shochad. Let's say you made already the shchit on Yom Tov. Now sheyach babadak of yachas. He agrees that with the Evid, you are allowed to use the shovel now to cover up the dirt. And the Gemara says we're talking about where the shovel was stuck into the ground from before Yom Tov. So therefore, there's no real issa chafira here. It's only a shal of muksa. Therefore, with the Evid, he holds its muta. And the Mishnah ends off, she'efa kira muchnu, this is like a new halacha, that efa kira, the dust, the ashes inside an oven, it's considered muchin, and you're allowed to use these to cover up the dam on Yom Tov. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Beis Shammai says, Hefker le'aniyim hefker. If a person wants to make his property hefker, means give up his ownership of it, as if to say, whoever wants to come could come and take it. Like he makes his things ownerless. So it's hefker, even though he only meant to give up his rights to the poor people. However, Beis Hillel says no, and a hefker, something is not called hefker, it's not called ownerless. Ad sheyufkar af li ashirim, until the owner makes it hefker even to rich people also. Kishmita, because we learn out this parsha of hefker like by shmita, just like by shmita, the Torah says your property, your ground is like hefker lakel. Even rich people who come in to take off their payers on shmita, that's the way every hefker has to be. Now, kol omri hasode shakav kav. Let's say somebody was cutting down his fields, and all, each sheaves in the field, each one was made up of a kav. The yechod shel arbo kavim, and one sheaf was made out of four kavim. Ushachoy, and now the owner forgot this one that's the size of four kavim in the field. So the question is this called shichronat? So Beisham Rebbe Beishami says ainu shichro. It's not called shichro, because since it has the value like of four other bundles, so now the lochra shichro is only 1, 2. But once you leave over three already, it's not called shichro. It's called you have right to come back and take it. See, since there's one bundle which has four times the amount of the other ones, as considered like we look at it as four separate bundles, therefore they're not called shichro. However, Beisilu says no shichro. Lamais, it's only one bundle right now, even though this has four times as much as the other ones. But still, Lamais, it's only one bundle. If you only leave over one bundle on the field, that's called shichro. You have no right to come back and take it. It has locha like matnas aniyim. It belongs to the aniyim. Mishnah Dalit. Ho'aymer shehu somech lagapo. Let's say you have this aymer. Let's say you have this bundle, the sheaf. Shusamach lagapi, left it over near the gapa, that means near the fence, or else for lagodish, Rosh left it near where the silon is, where all the rest of the stack of tvur are. Or else for labok, you left it near your cattle, for lakelim, left it near some utensils, or shachon, you forgot it over there. So Vesham Yirim Ein Shicho. This is not called Shicho. Since you have to come back anyway to get your Kalim, or it's near something that you're going to come back to, so that's not called you forgot it. You just left it there for a minute. It's not called you forgot it. You have a right to come back and take it. Because since like you're going to remember anyway when you pass by these places. However, Basil says no, Shicho. These things are considered Shicho. Since right now you forgot it there, it has luck like Shicho, that it belongs to the Aniyim. The owner has no right to come back and take it, but rather he has to leave it over for the aniyim, the poor people, to keep it. Mishnah Hey, Kerem Revoy, that's the fourth year that the vines are growing. So the halacha is, we know the first 3 years is called Orla. The fruits are Orla, it's also Bahano. The fourth year, the halacha is, you're allowed to eat it, but only to bring it up to Yerushalayim, it has halacha like Maisa Sheini. So therefore, Beisham Omer, Beishamai says, Ein loy chaymish, V'yein loy beer. Beishamai holds that netter of Kerem Revai, the fourth year, it's not mamish like Maisa Sheini. And therefore, if you want to be poydrit, if you want to redeem it, you do not want to have to take up these grapes itself to Yerushalayim, but you want to be able to redeem them and just bring the money, so you could just be poydrit and just give the actual value to bring up to Yerushalayim. You do not have to add a fifth onto it. Whereas by Maisa Sheini, you have to add on a fifth. And also, Ein Loy Beer, it doesn't have a Zman HaBir, like regular Maisa Sheini, that on Erev Pesach, of the fourth year of Shemitah, you have to take out all your Maisa Sheini. So Kerem Revai does not have these halachas. Or Beisilim, Beisilu says, that Yesh Loy Choy Mishno, that Kerem Revai has a halacha like Maisa Sheini, and when the owner himself is like being poiderit, he has to add on another fifth. And v'yesh loy beer, the end of the fourth year, you have to take out these makarim revai also. Beishami says yesh loy peret v'yesh loy oilis v'aniyim apoydim liyatzmon. Let's say this fourth year of your grapes that's called netter karim revai. So the fourth year, the extra grapes, leftover grapes that are there, still it has locha that it goes to the aniyim. Like, in other words, the fourth year's peretz is not like Maisa Sheini. It's called mamim, it belongs to the owner. And therefore, when the peret and shich, when this peret, the leftover grapes are left over, and unless it goes to the neim. Just the neim now, it has still a loch of Kerem Revai, that the neim would have to be prayed for themselves and take the money up to Yerushalayim. However, Beisilu says no, kula lagas, he'll know all these grapes. Gol lagas means goes to the owner. He has the right still to press them because he knows that Kerem Revai has a loch like Maisa Sheini. It's called like Mamon Gevoya. It does not really belong to the owner. It's only like a Pekodin. But really, it's Mamon Gevoya. And therefore, the Aniyim do not have any Schusim. Therefore, there's no Din Peret or Oilis on the Peris of Kerem Revai, the fourth year. Yemishnevov. Chovius shall Zaysim Megugolim. Let's say you have a barrel of Zaysim of olives that are like you're pickling them now with salt. Megugolim means they're being pickled in the salt juice. So the question is now, is the juice that comes out of these olives, is it called like mashka that you nicha, that it could be mashka the pre lekabotumah? So really, no, we say you do not have any use for this juice that comes out of the olives. So really, it's not called the pre yet. So therefore, Beis Shammai says, Eina tzorach lenakev. You do not like have to make a hole in this barrel, like to let the juice fall out to show that you're not nicha with any juice that comes out of the olives. Even though you do not make a nekev, still we say you're not nicha with the juice that comes out. And therefore this juice, this liquid in this jar, in this barrel, is not machsher the other olives, lekabotuma. Well, Beis Silla says no. Tzorach lenakev. No, you have to make a hole in this barrel to show us in the Galadas that you're not nicha, you're not happy with this moil, the juice that's coming out of the olives. Then we say it's not huchshel kabotumah. But if you did not make a nekev there, a hole there, then we say maybe you want this juice that comes out, it's the beginning of the oil, and therefore it's called a mashke, it would be machshel the other olives lekabotumah. But Umoidim, even by still agrees, Shenikvo, let's say first you didn't make a hole in this barrel. Visasmu Shmor, and then the sediments stuffed up, clogged up this hole, even though now the juice does not come out, still she turned. Then he agrees that since you first showed us Yadas, you made a hole, even though later it got clogged up, still it's tor, still we say it's not called Nicha, so we mach shlekabotuma. Now Hasoch Bishemin Tor Finitno. Let's say somebody was smearing himself, rubbing himself with oil that was tor, and then the person became tamei. And what happened was, Yorad, he went down to the mikvah, v'tovel, he made a tefillah. And now when he comes up, he still has some of the shemen on him. So Beis Shammai says, Afal pi shu menativ, even though the oil is like dripping off him, and the chura, even though the oil was first tor, but when the person became tamei, the oil also became tamei. So even though that tamidic oil is still on his body now, and the loch is, even though he went into the mikvah, really a mikvah is not mitair oichel. When oichel becomes tamei, a mikvah is not mitair it. The only thing a mikvah is mitair is only water, but there is hashaka, but not food. So really this oil did not become tahor. Still we say the person is called tahor. And the reason is because we say this oil is like bottle to the body, to the person. So it's like part of the person. So just like now that the person went to the mikveh and became tor, the oil on him also becomes tor. Not because the mikveh helps for oil, but this oil is like bottle, becomes part of the body. However, Basila Mesila says, no, it depends how much oil is on him. Could they see chaseva cotton? Only if there's only a small amount of oil that you can only rub like your pinky with it. If that much amount of oil was left over, then we considered bottle, then you tore. But if more than that oil was on the body, then we say that amount of oil is not bottle to the goof. It remains tamei, and now it would be metama the person again. What's going to be the, let's say the shemen itself was tamei at the beginning. And then this person went to the mikvah, sirat's more of a chumrah. Here Beis Shammai Omrim, k'dei sicha seva katan. Here Beis Shammai says, the person is only tor if what's left on him is only the amount to shmir onto your pinky. But once you have more oil than that, he agrees the oil still remains tummy. Well, Beis Sil says here the chumrah, that mashke tefeich, if you have enough oil left on the body, that it's tefeich, that if you touch it, your hands get wet from it, that's already cold enough to say it still remains tamei. Reb Yehuda says, Mishum Beisil, in the name of Beisilul, Tafeach Umatfiach. It's not enough just that if you touch it now, if somebody else touches you, his hands will get wet, but it has to be that his hands get wet enough that it could even wet a third thing. That's called Tafeach Umatfiach. It could get wet, and it could cause something else to get wet. If you have that much oil left over, then we say that oil is like not bottled to the goof, and that oil still remains oil to meya, which the mikvah was not mitire, it still remains tummy. Mishne Zayin. Ho'isha miskadeshes bediner uveshove dinner Kedivri Beishamai. Beishamai is machmir. If you want to be mekadesh, marry your wife with kesef, you have to give at least a dinner's worth. A dinner's worth of money, which is a quarter of a seller, that's how much you have to give her. Besilo says, Bepruta v'shavaprut, even a smaller share. You have to give even this, it'd be even less than that, even the size of the worth of a pruta. Now, v'chame hi pruta, how much is a pruta worth? Echod mishmoino b'isar hatalki. 1/8 of this coin isar, which was in a talki. That's how much it's worth. Beishamayim says, Poitres ishtoi beget yoshin. You're allowed to use a get yoshin, an old get, you're allowed to use to give to your wife, to give her as a get. Well, Beisil says, no, a get yoshin you cannot use, it's possible. Now, a zel get yoshin, what's called an old get? Koshin is yachad imo acha shekos v'lo. Let's say the husband first had a get written up to give to his wife, and before he gave it to her, he had yichud with his wife, like he lived with his wife. So according to Beisil, this get is possible now. Because we have to be afraid, maybe they'll live together and she'll become pregnant, and then later when he gives her the get, people will say the get came before she became pregnant, there'll be moitzi laz on the child. So therefore you're not supposed to use such a get. But Beishamai says, no, it's okay. Another halacha is, Hamagoris es ishtoi, let's say a person gave his wife a get, and then v'lon ima bepundiki, they slept together in the same inn that night, one night. So Beishamai says, like we're not afraid to say that they lived together and they did it l'shem kedushin, to say they married again and now that they'll have to have a second get. No, we're not afraid that they got married again. You do not need a second get. Well, Beisil says no, that tzrichim imenu get sheni, yes, he has to give her a second get. We have to be afraid maybe they lived together and they did it l'shem kedushin, so she needs another get. When are we afraid that maybe they did it l'shem kedushin? Bizman shen esgoshim in hanesuyin. If first they had nesuyin together, I mean they lived together once before, even though they gave a get, now we have to be afraid when they came together again, they lived together and they did it l'shem kedushin. Avol but in esgoshim in erusin. Let's say by the first get they only had erusin together, then ein tzrich v'menu get sheni. Then you don't have to have a second get. V'nei shen liboy gasbo. Because they're not so happy, they weren't that close together, they never lived together before, then we're not afraid now when they meet up that they lived together and they had a second Meisen Kedushin. Therefore, even Beishil will be masking, you do not need another get. Mishneches, Beishamai Matirin es Hatzoris Liyachim. Beishamai holds that the Tzoris are mutter to get married to the brothers. That means in the first mission of Yevamis, we know there are 15 ladies that are called Ervas. That in the case that one brother died, and he was married to one of these Ervas, to the other brothers, says no mitzvah Yibum. Like if your brother was married, let's say, to your wife's sister, so now that your brother died, there's no mitzvah to you to miyabim his wife. What's going to be if your brother was married to two wives? One was an Erva to you, and the other one was not. So Beishamai holds that the erva does not pata the tzara. The other wife falls to Yibum, and therefore the other wife, the brothers are allowed to be miyabim, allowed to marry. Well, Beisil Aisra, Mesil says no, it's Aisa. Beisil holds that a tzara's erva has luck like an erva. That since your brother was married to your wife's sister, so since that one is also to you, the other wife of your brother is also also to you. Aisra. Now, Chotzu. What's going to be, let's say one of the brothers gave her chalitza, gave this tzara, the second wife, chalitza. So Beishamai placed them in akuna. According to Beishamai Shita, she falls to Yibum, so there's a mitzvah Yibum. Therefore, if you give a chalitza, it's called a chalitza, and therefore Kain is also to marry her now, midi rabbonin. But Beisilu machshir, Beisil holds no, the tzara's erva has no halach of Yibum at all, the chalitza is levatolo, therefore she's not called a chalitza, and therefore Kain is allowed to marry her. Nis Yabmo, let's say the other brothers married her, made Yibum, so Beishamai Machshirin, it's okay, it's a mitzvah. And the Tzara, since she's not an erva to you, there is a mitzvah Yibum, the brothers let her marry her. Or Beisilu Poislem, Misil says no, nothing doing. Lamaisa, she's sitting like Eshes Achiv, Shleibel Mokim Yibum, there's no mitzvah Yibum here, so she's an erva to you. It's Poislem, you're not allowed to marry her. Because like an Isha that married, that lived with a man that's also to her, she comes like a Zayna, therefore she's also not even to marry a Kohen. Now, V'yafa pi she'elu poislin, V'yelu machshirin, even though you see it's a machlekes here between Besham and Besilol, the loch of a tzoros erva, is she mutter to get married or not to the brothers? Still, le'nimnu Beshame melisa noshim v'besilol. Beshame did not stop marrying, the men of Beshame did not stop marrying the ladies from Besilol, and the opposite way. V'loi Besilol melisa noshim v'beshamei. Besilol did not stop marrying ladies from Beshamei. And also the Chol HaTorahs v'Atmei Shoyelu Metarim v'Elu Metamim, even though there are a lot of different halachas machlekes in exactly upon if something is Torah or something is Tomei, still Nimnu they did not refrain stop. Liyos Oisim Torahs Elu Agav Elu, that one should not be semich on the other one's Torahs, that they used to still borrow kelim one from the other, like to show us the avo of a reyus that they had one to another. The pasuk says Ha'emes v'Yasholem Ohavu. In other words, because they used to notify one to another, like if it was us or to the other one, they would tell them stop. But otherwise, what was mutter, they both shared together. They were learning Ava v'Yachva together. Mishnah Tes. Shloisha Achin, let's say three brothers. Shnayim mehen nesuyim l'shteyachois. Two of these brothers were married to two sisters. Each brother married one sister, that's mutter. They're married to two sisters. V'yechad Mufne, and the third brother was not married. Now, Meis Echud Mibali Achoyus, let's say one of the brothers that was married to one of the two sisters, he died. So now his wife does not fall to the other brother, because the other brother is married to a sister, so she's an heir with him. But to the third brother that was not married, she falls to Yibam. And now V'yosa b'mufna maimer, the brother that was not married yet, made maimer, means made kedushin with her, which we'll soon see. Poshim midiraisa, maimer is nothing. It's only a derabbanan de kinyan. Because midiraisa, when your yivama falls to you, you have to make bia, you have to live with her, that's the kinyan. But just to make a kedushin a maimer, that's only midirabbanan. But here, that brother now made maimer. Now V'yachakach, afterwards, meis ochav ha'shena, the second brother died. So it comes out now that the second sister is falling to you, but you already made maima to the first sister, so what should you do? So Beishamai holds Ishtu Ima. Listen, the first one you made maima to you, Beishamai holds that maima is a kinyan midiraisa. She's like your wife, and therefore she stays with you. V'haloi, and the second sister now, Teitzim Mishum Achos Isha, she does not fall to Yibum to you, because she's an Achos Isha, she's your wife's sister, therefore there's no Mrs. Yibum, you stay away from her. But your first wife you stay with. Beisilah says no. Moitzi esishtoi beget v'chalitza. The first one that you made maimer with, Beisilah holds maimer is not a kinyan midiraisa. So midiraisa you did not make yibum yet. Therefore, now that the second sister falls to you, it's like two sisters are falling to you together with yibum. So therefore, what you have to do is first give your first wife a get, because midirabbanan you made maimer, so you have to take off that kedusha midirabbanan and give her a get. For chalitza, you have to give a chalitza. And v'yes eishes achiv v'chalitza, and you have to give the other one also chalitza. And zui sharma, this is what it was says. Oy loy al ishtoy v'oy loy al eishes achiv. Oy v'et your first wife, you can't stay with her. And oy v'et your brother's wife, that you can't stay with living with her either. In this case, you have to give both of them chalitza. Yeah, Mishnah Yud. Ha'amad nires ishtoy mitash meshamita. If a man made a neder that he's not going to live with his wife anymore, he made a nisa tashmish that hanos tashmish cholai, the no of the bee is also upon the husband. So Beishamai says, shtei shabosis, after she has to wait 2 weeks, and if by 2 weeks the husband does not take off his nether, then she has a right to ask for a get and she receives a ksuba. If I'm an ish in a keva, she has to wait 2 weeks. But she gives birth to an keva. You only have to wait 1 week. If by the end of 1 week the husband does not take off his nether, she has the right to ask for a get and to receive a ksuba. Now, hamapeles lior shmein v'yechud. Let's say again where a lady gave birth to an akeva. So loch is when the first 80 days pass by, that's when she first finishes you made tum of made tyra, and then she first brings the korban yoledis. Now she's first fit to bring the korban on the 81st day. So here what happened was she gave birth 80 days ago, and now the 80th day passed by, and now it's the night going into the 81st day. And now she was Mapella, she had a miscarriage, she had a miscarriage, like a second miscarriage. She gave birth once, now she had a miscarriage. So the question is, does she need a second carbon or not? So Beishamai put her in a korban. Beishamai says she's free, she doesn't have to bring a second korban. Since when she gave birth now, she wasn't fit yet to bring a first korban yet, so the first korban helps for both. Ubeisilu mechayov, Meisilu says no, since she gave birth now, it got the miscarriage on the night going into the 81st day, so it's considered like the 81st day, so it's considered like it came this man to bring a korban for the first leda. Therefore, for this mapella, she needs like a second korban. This korban will not pata her second miscarriage. So that's this lashon that by Hashem, my poitrim in a korban, she's free from a second korban. Or beisilu mechayov, no, she's chayav to bring a second korban. Now, sodin betzitzis, let's say you have a beggar made out of flax, and you want to put wool in tzitzis, the shalas klayim tzitzis muta. Be'esham ma'ipret, Meshami says, no, you're not supposed to put tzitzis on it. Or be'esilu machayovim, yes, that we don't make any gzeres, as the essay is doichalisa say, you're allowed to make tzitzis in klayim. Now, kalkolas ha-shabbos, you have a basket of peris that you set aside to use on Shabbos. So Beisham my patron holds you still allowed to eat on a derech arwa, allowed to take a snack, and you're still potter from Shumas Samaisus. Or Beisilu Machayovim, no, even a derech arwa, a snack is also, since these pears are hook for Shabbos, it's like hook for the Maisa, you're not allowed to even take a snack before you first take off your Shumas Samaisus. All right, we'll continue on the next tape.